Now to Information Desk. Thank you so much for the bumper batch of stamps sent in by Mrs. Springall, Mrs. Copeland, Mrs. Bloomfield, Michael Edwards, Mrs. Berry and Bob's Beer. Thank you also, Bob's, for your kind donation to Chatterbox Funds. Mrs. Mary Southwood of Rackheath has been thinking about our place names and hopes the following may raise a chuckle. We start with leg treatment for Waxham. Helps put babies to sleep, Wroxham. Warm weather behind, Summer Leighton. Time passes slowly. Could this be Lur? The Devil's Home, Helsdon. Very painful, Galston. Fine material, Worsted. His house backed on to mine. A fine sugar, Caister. Thank you, Mary.
Next, we have a message from Warren Wilson, the Community Connection Coordinator of the RNIB. Hello, my name's Warren, and I have been working with a group of people on a podcast called the VIP Pod, the Visually Impaired People Podcast. The series aims to raise awareness of several different sight conditions through long-form interviews and is hosted by Emma Martins, who worked for many years at the BBC before developing a neurological condition that changed her life. In the VIP Pod, the Visually Impaired People Podcast team, we talk to a range of fascinating guests from all walks of life with one thing in common, being visually impaired. Through the series, we hope to raise awareness of the many different conditions that can affect visually impaired people and the amazing ways people adapt and thrive. Guests in this first series include a film director, a stand-up comic, a charity CEO who has been through both the care and prison system, an 87-year-old retired teacher, and a finalist of Arabs Got Talent. You can subscribe and listen to the VIP Pod on Spotify, Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, or listen and download through our website at https://shows.acast.com/the-VIP-pod.
Now we have our regular messages from Mark Smith at Vision Norfolk with their calendar of events.
The Vision Norfolk Creative Writing Circle will be meeting on Tuesday the 21st of September at 2 p.m. and this will be a face-to-face meeting in the Bradbury Activity Centre. This will be an opportunity for members to meet up in person for the first time since March last year and share their writings. A £4 charge is made for this meeting to include refreshments.
The Vision Norfolk Photography Group will next be meeting on Friday the 1st of October in the Bradbury Activity Centre at 1:30 p.m. with an opportunity for an indoor photo shoot of a favourite object. The second meeting for October will then be on Friday the 15th October at Eaton Park with a photo shoot of the miniature steam railway.
The Norwich Audio Book Club will next be meeting on Monday the 11th of October at 1:30 p.m. and this meeting will again take place in person at our Bradbury Activity Centre. The meeting will be discussing The Children's War by Juliet Gardner. New members are very welcome, so do call Mark if you would like details.
The sailing minibus leaves Magpie Road at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £15 for sailing payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust and £5 for the minibus. At present, we are asking all passengers to do a lateral flow test prior to using the minibus and to wear a face mask during the journey and use hand sanitizer. The next sailing dates are all Thursdays, 30th of September, 14th of October and 28th of October.
Yoga sessions are held on a Tuesday at the Bradbury Activity Centre and cost £7. Times are 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. and 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. And the next session is on 21st of September. Booking is essential.
If anyone would like details on any of this information, phone Mark or Helen on 01603 973216. That's 01603 973216. Or you can email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. That's all from Information Desk for this week.